media are heralding South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's Republican rebuttal to Obama's State of the Union address. Haley's call for the party to resist the siren call of the angriest voices was, according to AP, a message of, quote, diversity and openness to immigrants that could answer the GOP establishment's increasingly desperate search for an antidote to the loud pronouncements of presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, close quote. The LA Times cited Haley's words that, quote, no one who is willing to work hard, abide by our laws, and love our traditions should ever feel unwelcome in this country, close quote. Noting that for those just noticing Haley, quote, she probably seemed like a voice of reason in a campaign that has often featured the opposite, close quote. And when Trump predictably attacked Haley as weak on illegal immigration, many outlets noted her remark, I stand by what I believe. You might have wanted a little more detail, though, on what it is Haley seems to actually believe, because as Gawker pointed out, it's pretty weird. When you've got immigrants who are coming here legally, Haley reportedly said to reporters in South Carolina, quote, we've never in the history of this country passed any laws or done anything based on race or religion. Let's not start that now, close quote. Well, the LA Times thought Haley's showing in her rebuttal speech would have implications for her future. Maybe in the meantime, someone could help her brush up on the past. What is it with Fox News and Powerball? On the January 9th episode of Fox and Friends Saturday, someone dubbed a lottery expert came on to dispense such sound financial advice as never miss a draw and buy as many tickets as you can afford. As Media Matters noted, January 12th featured a Fox Business panel in which the one guest who noted that your chances of winning the lottery are nothing was upbraided by guest host Charles Payne, saying things like, quote, a buck. You can't put a buck on this thing, close quote. The next day, Fox's website promoted the column Powerball, Why You Should Buy a Ticket, by frequent Fox commentator Dr. Keith Abloh, who reminds us he's a psychiatrist who understands statistics before enthusing that the lottery is an incredible deal financially. Just think about it, says Abloh. Quote, winning Powerball could be the best return on $2 ever in the history of the world. It's a little bit of a miracle that that is possible, no? Tens of millions of people had to contribute to the Powerball frenzy to make it so. How can you not part with $2 to be a part of it? Close quote. Another question might be why you would take financial advice from Fox News. And finally, word this week that Al Jazeera America will shut down. The channel had its problems, including the fact that its primary patron was the Qatari government, whose budget deficit is behind the closing. But as frequent contributor Ari Paul wrote for Fair.org, in a TV news market saturated with screaming pundits, a channel dedicated to covering U.S. issues and the world seriously seemed like a worthy gamble. Paul noted also the network's focus on covering economic inequality, and that, strangely enough, for being fueled by a petrol monarchy, it hired journalists with class consciousness and a critical eye when it came to U.S. foreign policy. Those are elements in short supply in elite media. As the shop had just been organized last year by the News Guild of New York, the closing also represents a setback for media unions. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.